What in the world happened? Lots of theories. Interesting to hear so many plausible explanations from so many experts who were predicting a different result. We do know one thing. It wasn't rigged. We know because President-elect Trump told us it wouldn't be rigged if he won. Actually, we knew it wasn't rigged. We have a good, professionally run system. Some newcomers to the system may not know this. The only minor hang-up on this busy day was me. I didn't have a pen. One of the judges loaned me one. All I can say is textbook. Did I mention that I love Election Day? I walk into the polling place with my neighbors. We silently celebrate our freedoms. On Tuesday, an election judge smiles and asks my name. She makes her way quickly through the Smiths. Nice hat, I say to her. That's the second compliment you've gotten today, says her co-worker. I move down the line to get my folder, the one with my name and my ballot inside. I choose the men and women I want to represent me in City Hall, Annapolis, and Washington, D.C. Voting, I realize again, is participatory. I agree to a measure fine-tuning election procedures. I vote to tax myself. I approve of improved youth facilities and improvements to the Inner Harbor. I agree to a carefully drafted plan to increase affordable housing without hamstringing the Budget Committee. I know, after so many years, that these measures are almost always approved. At the same time standing in line, I find myself wrestling with some serious irritation. Republicans and others have been railing about non-existent voter fraud. They've managed to get laws passed in several states, fending off a non-existent problem. Their objective and their success, fewer African American and elderly voters cast their ballots. Maryland moves in the opposite direction, providing for more early voting. Our system was fraudulent at one point, rigged for decades against black voters. And some of us want to head back to the future. Outside, I spot Bill Henry, my councilman, with his team of poll watchers. He shows me a photo he took with his cell phone that morning. Three constituents, a beaming mother and her two daughters. Quote, she wanted her girls to be with her when she voted for the first woman president, he tells me. Things don't always turn out the way we want, but we don't drop out. We know we're part of the process. That's how we know it's not rigged.